Hello everyone, it's a great pleasure to see you here again. I'm your friend Joe. Today we're going to talk about an exhilarating news that happened yesterday. As we were celebrating our Dragon Boat Festival, three Chinese astronauts were sent into space successfully. Now let's review the news. Shenzhou 10, China launches LEX manned space mission. China has launched its latest Shenzhou manned space mission. Three astronauts blasted away from the Jiuquan base in Inner Mongolia on the Long March 2F rocket at 17:38 Beijing time. The commander, Ni Haisheng, and his crew, Zhang Xiaoguang and Wang Yaping, plan to spend just under 2 weeks at orbiting Tiangong Space Lab. Wang is China's second female astronaut, and she will beam the country's first lesson from space to students on Earth. Tiangong 1 is a demonstrator. It was launched in 2011 to provide a target to test rendezvous and docking technologies. Like the International Space Station, or ISS, it will have long-duration residence and be supplied by robotic freighters. Now let's take a look at the title. Manned space mission means 载人航天。Launch 有发射、启动和开始的意思。在这里我们主要讲一讲两种意思。第一种是To launch a rocket, missile, or satellite means to send it into the air or into space. 发射 For example, NASA plans to launch a satellite to study cosmic rays. 美国国家航空航天局计划发射一颗卫星来研究宇宙射线。The second use of launch is to launch a large and important activity. For example, a military attack means to start it, 发起。We can say launch a war of aggression, 发动侵略战争。GMT is an abbreviation for Greenwich Mean Time. It is a standard time in Great Britain, which is used to calculate the time in the rest of the world. Just under, 翻译成汉语的不到、低于。For example, just under 90% received gifts. 收到礼物的人不到 90%. Space lab means 太空实验室、空间实验室。Okay, the next word is beam. Beam has so many meanings, and one of them is if radio signals or television pictures are beamed somewhere, they are sent there by means of electronic equipment. 所以可以翻译成中文的播送。For example, the interview was beamed live across America. 那场访谈节目在全美播送。The next one is demonstrator.Demonstrator 可以指示威者、指示者，但是它还有一个不太常见的意思是用来向顾客做表演的示范产品。Rendezvous and docking technology 是航天航空技术当中的交会与对接技术。The last one is long duration, 长期的。For example, long duration bond, 长期国债。Okay, that is our topic today. Thanks for listening. Hope to see you next time. Bye-bye.